Burnaby didn't want it, but Vancouver, Delta, and Surrey do. A pre-trial center that became the ire of a suburban Vancouver community is now being sought after by three other cities. But while the BC government decides which one to choose, those housed in the remand center continue to live in substandard conditions. Jen McMillan has served time in the Surrey Pretrial Center, and she now works as a Housing First facilitator. We've reached her on the line. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
So can you tell us a bit about what Vancouver's current pretrial centers are like?
Overcrowded and falling into the ground and really inhumane conditions. They don't tend to keep them very clean? No. I've been placed in cells with, like, feces up the walls and stuff.
There's feces on the walls?
Yes. That's not unusual.
Why are they in that type of condition?
Probably because they're overcrowded, understaffed.
How many times did you end up serving time at the pretrial center?
Probably been through the pretrial centers 8 or 9 times. I think the longest I spent there was about 6 weeks.
How did you end up serving time there?
I ended up serving time there because I had a massive substance abuse issue and was homeless and kept going to jail.
What did the conditions at the pretrial center, what effect did it have on you?
I think it's pretty unreasonable to expect people to be well-behaved under these sorts of stressful conditions. There's inmates withdrawing from heavy substance use who should probably be under the jurisdictions of various health authorities, not thrown in seg to vomit all over themselves until they've ridden it out. As I mentioned earlier, there's, you know, often feces and such on the walls. Inmates being moved back and forth from court from all over the province. You know, it's no wonder there's code yellows all the time, which is the signal that there's a fight started. So everybody working in the institution has to go and check it out. It's really not a cool place to be.
And you talked about detoxing inside the remand center. Is that an official program that you go through, or is that just for the fact that you're serving time? And
upon intake, there's, well, statistically, roughly 80 or 90% of people coming in contact with any of the remand centers are heavy substance abuse users, and often there for really petty crimes. And upon intake, one of the procedures is you see a medical person, a nurse, and they'll often prescribe some clonidine or whatever. And however, people withdrawing from heavy opiate use tend to get quite ill and quite physically ill, and they're often thrown in segregation because of this, in just a plain seg cell because they're withdrawing from opiates. I don't think that's particularly acceptable.
So there is this new pretrial center, which is being bandied about by the different communities. We've heard recently that the cities of Delta, Vancouver, and Surrey are all open to having the pretrial center built in within their city limits. What do you think about the three options?
I think Vancouver would probably be the best option because the majority of people going through the courts are from the greater Vancouver area. Therefore, it's less time spent in the backs of sheriff's vans. However, whatever community gets it, this isn't a long-term solution by any means. Let's just build more jails and follow the footsteps of the Americans. But having humane conditions for people to live in is... We're known as a compassionate and just society. However, you know, people are double bunked in these facilities, and it's gross.
And what kinds of programs or conditions, or what would you like to see included in this new pretrial center when it is built?
Currently, remanded inmates are generally excluded from any sorts of programs, and anybody who's even been sentenced to less than 90 days is excluded from any sorts of programs or really even seeing anybody. I would like to see drug and alcohol programs, easy access to drug and alcohol counselors, not a six-week wait, which is absolutely ridiculous. And then more treatment centers for people who want to go there. By raising conditions in the institutions, I have a feeling more people may be apt to want to go to treatment or do something with their lives rather than just revolving in and out the doors.
I believe at the moment there's only two remand centers in the Lower Mainland. Is that right?
There's Fraser and there's Surrey Pretrial.
So,
and on the island, Wilkinson Road is a men's pretrial.
Okay. And so there's a real need for this new pretrial center, according to corrections. But a lot of the communities, including recently Burnaby, have been really opposed to the idea of bringing a pretrial center into their community, saying that it's going to impact safety and impact kind of the fabric of the community. What's your response to reactions like that?
Statistically, there's been very few escapes from any... All pretrial centers are maxes to begin with. And statistically, there's been very few escapes from any maximum security institutions. I think there would be great economic benefit to any community that would be willing to take on a pretrial center, the jobs, catering, et cetera, and people who are going to get out and continue on the path they're on tend to go back to where they came from. They don't want to stick around in a new community.
We've heard a lot about a lot of long wait times and people having to spend a lot of time inside remand centers, awaiting trial. Do you have any thoughts on that? Is that what you found in your experience?
I've coming from the women's, side of things, there's a limited amount of beds in the medium sentence facility. So that's why I ended up staying in pretrial for 6 weeks once, because of that limited amount of beds. So often there's women in Surrey Pretrial Center who are sentenced who haven't, who are there for various other reasons, mainly due to bed shortage and or lack of ability of corrections to want to work with them at the other facilities. So they're just shipped back to Max where conditions suck, and it's a general threat held over people's heads at all times.
You mentioned the need for programs, especially substance abuse programs. But how else do you think that we could kind of wean ourselves from needing to put people inside pretrial centers or inside prisons to deal with crime?
I think housing would be an excellent option. I think it would, it's really expensive to hold somebody in jail. However, getting a roof over their head doesn't tend to always be so expensive. Statistically, probably 3/4 of women hitting the provincial system are homeless before they've gone in, and that cycle just generally continues. Housing's a major issue. I think also not releasing people from court in a pretrial suit, usually a gray sweatsuit, would be hugely helpful, because that's just inhumane. It's like being marked. People who don't feel good about themselves tend to continue on the same path. Anything that can improve prisoners' emotional and physical health would be a benefit. Like, I just ask people to think outside the box a little bit. It's probably cheaper in the long run, too.
Well, Jen, thanks so much for your thoughts, and thanks for joining us tonight on the program.
Thanks, Tiffany. Bye.
Bye-bye. Jen McMillan has served time inside Vancouver's pretrial centers, and she now works as a Housing First facilitator.